Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you're returning, if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. We are glad to have you. You are wise. Just want to tell you a little bit about this podcast, what it's based on, what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. We're encouragers. So whenever you come here, you can always expect a word of encouragement. We believe in living our highest quality of life. And what we do here, here we believe in God. Yes, we do. And we base everything on the written word of God. Just telling you coming in, if you can press past the salutation, if you can come on in to the podcast and listen, I believe you're going to be blessed. You're going to receive a blessing. I believe no matter how you were feeling when you came in, when you leave, you're going to feel better. And if you object, have some things you want to share, because we want to hear from you, because it encourages us when we hear from you. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And we do base everything we do on the written word of God. Now, what we suggest for you, there's a tool. The last time we used it, it was free. Last time I used it was free. I used it earlier today. It's called BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find that there are a number of translations of the Bible, which is what we're referring to when we say written word of God, that you can read on your own. And if reading is not your strong suit, there are some that are audible. Of course, there's many more that are not audible, yet just pick what works for you and read it. And we promise that if you read that, you're going to just understand better about what this podcast is all about. Again, that's Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. And the reason why the name is a mature persuasion is because I'm walking through my 7th decade, looking into my 8th decade. So I've been around a while. I've seen some things. What I share with you, I've experienced, I've lived through all of the circumstances that you're living through now, all of the changes that you're seeing around you now. I'm in the same realm with you. I'm living through it. And I am just learning what to do so that I can get and live a higher quality of life. And that's what I want for you. If you come here, I believe you'll get and be encouraged. As I said before, everything that I share with you here, I base on Scripture because I live the Scripture. I live what I am sharing with you. I'm not just telling you something. I'm living and sharing things that have worked for me. Go to the library of this podcast. They build on each other. I can't explain everything in just one segment, although my salutation seems to be getting a little longer because, as I said before, in some of the others, some things I have to, bring out, and it just takes some time to do that. So just do those things that I suggested, and I do want to hear from you. And, what else we expect? We expect you to share the podcast. Let people know we're here. We want to grow the platform. We want to encourage as many people as possible. We want to hear from as many people as possible. And that begins with you. Because if you're listening, It's beginning with you. We don't want to just keep good news to ourselves. We want everyone to have a better quality of life because we're encouragers. Now, this week, I believe we're to share with you, victory is mine. Victory is mine. And I know you're saying, well, you know, Charlene, what do you mean by that? What I mean by that is, in the end, no matter what the circumstances, because I do based on the word of God, what's suggested to me, I believe by faith, it's all hope. Everything I'm telling you about this particular victory, there is one thing that's necessary. According to the word of God, it is written there is only one thing necessary. There were a couple of sisters, Mary and Martha. You may have heard about them. You may not have heard about them. But if you go to the library of this podcast, listen to certain segments, you'll find in some places I might have mentioned them. They were two sisters and they had a brother. His name was Lazarus. Now, Mary was a type of person. She was more spiritually inclined. And Jesus would come to visit them. I believe in Jesus. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus came to earth. I believe he went to the cross, died on the cross for me. I believe he was buried in the grave for me. I believe he rose from the grave on my behalf. And because of that, I believe his sacrifice, he sacrificed his life for me. I believe that. And because I believe that and I accept that, I know that some things belong to me. Because everything that once belonged to Jesus, because of what he did for me on the cross, there was a divine transfer. There was a divine transfer. There was. Everything that belonged to Jesus now belongs to me. And because of that, it was imputed. Everything that he had, everything that was me, was imputed to him. There was a divine transfer on the cross. And I got everything that belonged to him. So I want to find out what that is. That's why I'm always searching the scriptures to find out what belongs to me. Because he explained that I'm loaded with benefits on a daily basis. You see, I believe the written word of God is truth. And I've seen it work so well in my life. I've seen the principles that I've practiced and believed by hope, because it's hope. You don't hope for things that you can see. You're hoping for things that you can't see. So faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. So faith is what makes up the things that are hoped for. You have to hope. It has to begin somewhere. Everything begins with hope. So because I hope for the good, I'm told in the Bible, the written word, that Jesus is the good shepherd, that if I follow him, he's the leader. And if I follow him, I come into the kingdom by him, because that's the only way you can get in, is to believe in what he did on the cross, have faith in that. Not that I was there. I didn't see it. No, it's not tangible. No, I wasn't there, but I believe it. I have faith in it. And I hope in it. And because of that, I'm entitled to some things. And from what's written, he instructed that there's only one thing that's needful. He said that I should cast every care I ever have in any circumstance on him. I should trust him first. That's what he said. And if you really want to learn about trust, look in the library of this podcast. And there are various segments, more than one, that pertain to trust, to explain what the trust is based on, how it's developed, how you do that, how you have to nurture it. Because we live in a society where people lie all the time. And you know they do. A lot of times they be looking in your face lying. A lot of times you look at the news and you know they're lying. And if you just focus on that, if that's all you see, all you hear, and you don't feel like there's an alternative for you that you could put your confidence in, you can get discouraged. So that's why some people are so discouraged. But I got some good news for you today. You can have victory. You can have victory, because there is something that's been set aside for us. But we have to seek for it. We have to believe it. We have to want to get to know more about it. We have choice, free will of choice. Never let anyone take your free will of choice from you. That's your power. People a lot of times talk about what's your superpower. You know, people love the movies about heroes and so on and so forth. Well, I want you to know the majority of those superpower movies, if you read the Bible and understand it, you'll understand they took a lot of ideas and thought, because they don't necessarily, many people want to convince others that Jesus is not real because they can't see him. But you should know yourself that just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not real. People can't see how you feel inside. They can't get inside your head, but you know it's real because you live with you. You know how you're feeling. A lot of times you attempt to express how you're feeling. People just can't get to it because it's not their feelings. It doesn't make them not real. They exist because it's how you feel. You're honorable. You're real. Just touch yourself on the arm. That's you. You are real and you count. You count. You deserve some things. You do. And I'm trying to help you, encourage you to realize that there is someone, Jesus, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that wants you to succeed. If you see some of the segments talk about divine assistance, I suggest you listen to all of these segments because they build on each other. You will find out what it means to have divine assistance. You will find out how to receive it, how to look for it. You'll find out how to just do things better, how to get more spiritual, and it'll prosper you. It'll bless you. First of all, God can't lie. If you read the Bible there, it's written in another place that his word is immutable. It's truth. It's absolute truth. I know you can't see him, and if you don't know him, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but for many of you, I know you do know what I'm talking about because you've experienced a lot of what I'm talking about. So that's why I want to hear from you. That's why I want to hear from you. Because I have access to conference lines. We can have round tables. There's so many things that we can do with the technology that we have today. Yet you have to have people, like-minded people, that are looking forward-thinking people that really want victory, seriously. And victory is ours. Victory is mine. I know it belongs to me personally. I live it every day. I know I have a Savior who died for me on the cross. People can say whatever they want to say because the Bible says it's only one thing necessary for me to succeed. No matter what's going on, no matter what the circumstances are that are going on, no matter how I feel, no matter what I see, I know the Word of God works. I know transformation is going on even right now. See, because I know where I was when I first started this podcast. I know how intimidating it was. I know just on a going forward basis, a lot of times how those adversary forces, I'm not exempt from the gaggle. I call it the gaggle of birds flying over, trying to get you to think a certain way. You've probably heard the gaggle. You know, you'd be going along, everything would be going well. Then something to come up, you know, and you know, a thought will come through your head, through your mind. You got to learn how to recognize that. And you got to learn how to pivot. And you have to learn how to cast all your care somewhere. Now, I suggest you listen to this podcast and figure out how to cast it to someone who can do something about it. To Elohim, the creator, who created everything. Elohim is his name as far as being the creator. But when you do the one thing necessary, which is explained in other segments of this podcast, you get a chance to call him Abba Father God. Abba Father God is still Elohim. Elohim created everything. Elohim, in another place in his word, says he formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in us. So that breath that we take in and out every day, every minute that we live, that's so necessary to be in this realm, was breathed into us by Elohim, who we've gotten to know because we've developed that personal relationship as Abba Father. Knowing him even more personally is the Lord Jesus Christ. In another place in his Bible, he tells us it is according to our faith. It's according to how we believe, what we want to receive. If we don't want, he can't help us if we don't want to believe he can, if we don't want to allow him to, he gives us free will of choice. And we have to open up to know more about his righteousness. He tells us, no matter what we do, don't make yourself devourable. He said, cast every care you got to him. He tells you to trust him first. Then he tells you to cast every care you got to him. He'll take care of it. He tells you, don't worry about nothing. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the first thing. And when you learn how to, because even when you come to the Lord sometimes, because others, you know, they divide the word based on what the Lord is telling them. And that's okay, because they'll be right there with what they divide the word as. But I want to divide the word correctly, because I want the victory. I want to know what my benefits are. I want to know where my benefits are. I want to know what happens when all these changes take place. You know, some of us are in families, and, you know, you see all the pictures and stuff, you know, on the social media pages, and they just look perfect. Yeah, but, you know, they got some ups and downs, too. You're not going to go through this realm without ebbs and flows. Ebbs and flows. You're going to go through, you're going to have some ebbs and flows. I want a long life, because he said with long life, he would satisfy me. That's what he said. And show me his plan of salvation for my life. He said, though, that I got to come up out of tradition, because he said the tradition of man will cause the word of God to be of none effect. Meaning not that the word of God will be of none effect in itself. It just won't work for you in your circumstances, according to what you believe, according to what you receive. He loves us perfectly. He's the only one that loves us perfectly. He knows every thought that's in our head. He knows every word before it come out of our mouth. And he loves us anyway. Why? Because he loves us perfectly. He has a perfect love for us. His blood covers us. And the only thing necessary for us to receive all that good is for us to receive him. Now, when you hear me say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe he came down to us from heaven. I believe he went to the cross for us, died on the cross for us, buried in the grave for us, and then rose from the grave, conquered the grave for us. That's the plan of salvation, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to come to a point where you receive that. And even your baptism, which immersed in water, yes, you have to even get more understanding to even understand that, to understand everything, really, to have the victory that I'm talking about. If you want to live and win in life, if you want to overcome the adversary, your opponent, people call it is the enemy, the one, your hostile antagonist. Every time God give you something, seems like every time you get started, you know, you gotta watch your words, because words have power. He told us in another place, the power of death and life is in the tongue. So you gotta watch what you say. But if you want to have success in your struggles, in your difficulty, if you want to overcome the negativity and the intimidation, and prevent it from preventing you. If you want to prevent the antagonist from preventing you, if you want to win, you can win. You're positioned to win because of what Jesus did on the cross. But you have to receive it. I have to receive it. I have to rehearse it. I have to walk in it. I have to repeat it. When I see situations and circumstances that appear, when feelings try to come, I know the word is working in me. I know the transformation is going on. I know to hold on to that. I know to just be still. He said, be still and know that I am God. When you recognize that he's the Alpha and Omega, he got the first and the last say on everything, and you really learn how to practice that, you can say yourself, victory is mine. I win. Hallelujah. You understand and receive his perfect love. So I hope I've said something for you today that's helpful. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Amen.